This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. BJP leader Devendra Fadnavis was sworn in as the Chief Minister of Maharashtra in a grand ceremony at Mumbai's Azad Maidan today. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan administered the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Fadnavis in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP National President J.P. Nadda, and over 2,000 other dignitaries and close to 40,000 supporters. Resting all speculations, Shiv Sena Chief Eknath Shinde took oath as Deputy Chief Minister. NCP Chief Ajit Pawar was also sworn in as Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra. This is the third time that Mr. Fadnavis has been sworn in as Chief Minister, while Mr. Pawar has been appointed as Deputy Chief Minister for the sixth time. Maharashtra's cabinet can be expanded to 43 portfolios, and accordingly, the swearing-in ceremony of ministers and ministers of state is likely to be scheduled next week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Devendra Fadnavis on taking oath as Chief Minister of Maharashtra and Eknath Shinde and Ajit Pawar on taking oath as the Deputy Chief Ministers of the state. In a social media post, Mr. Modi assured all possible support from the centre in furthering development in the state. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis today assured that the state will witness a fully transparent and stable government in the next 5 years. In a press conference held shortly after his swearing-in, Mr. Fadnavis emphasised that while the roles in the new government have been reversed, the speed and direction of development will remain unchanged. Mr. Fadnavis announced that a special 3-day session of the new assembly will begin in Mumbai from upcoming Saturday, during which the new MLAs will take oath. The election for the post of Speaker will take place on 9th of this month, followed by the Governor's address. Denying any rift between the three coalition partners leading to a delay in government formation, Mr. Fadnavis said a successful coalition is run through consultation. Stating that the new cabinet will be in place before the winter session of assembly, Mr. Fadnavis confirmed that discussions regarding portfolio allocation are in the final stage, along with appraisal of the work done by the ministers in the previous regime. Centre and the Asian Development Bank, ADB, today signed a $50 million loan agreement for climate-adaptive water harvesting project in Meghalaya. The loan agreement for the climate-adaptive community-based water harvesting project was signed by Juhi Mukherjee, Joint Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, and Mio Oka, Country Director of ADB's India Resident Mission. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. Union Minister of Youth Affairs and Sports, Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya, has announced the extension of the date of participation for the ongoing Viksit Bharat Quiz Challenge till 10th of this month. Earlier, the last date was 5th of December. The youth can visit My Bharat platform to participate in the quiz. The Viksit Bharat Quiz Challenge is open to all youth aged between 15 to 29 years who can share their ideas for a Viksit Bharat. The Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports encourages the youth of India to take part in this incredible opportunity and make their voice heard. Bhutan's King Jigme Khesen Namgyal Wangchuk and Queen Chetsun Pema Wangchuk today met Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi. During the meeting, Mr. Modi admired Jigme Khesen Namgyal Wangchuk's vision for Bhutan's progress and regional development. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said both the countries are committed to advancing the unique and enduring partnership between India and Bhutan. Bhutan's King and Queen reached New Delhi this morning on a 2-day visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received them at the airport. The stage is set for an exciting second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and Australia. The match will be played at the Adelaide Oval from tomorrow and will be a day-night encounter with a pink ball. India leading the series 1-0 after their convincing win in the first test in Perth will be looking to extend their dominance. And that is the end of this news bulletin.